Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news. Yeah, sure. This is not the way that you want to wake up. I mean, if you think of all of the ways to wake up, probably being surprised is the worst, right? Because you go from being in such a nice, comfortable state to, in some cases, being terrified, which this is terrifying. A British man received an unwelcome late night surprise when he woke up to find a 4-foot snake slithering around his bedroom. The man, who is only identified as Kelvin, said he woke up in Leeds, England, to an unusual sound in his bedroom. He said, "I opened my eyes, but it was pitch dark, so I picked up my phone and scanned the room with the torch on my phone. And as I was putting it down, I saw the snake climbing up the table right next to my bed."
I don't feel like a 4-foot snake's really that big.
What are you talking about?
I've seen much bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
You need to log off. I dived across the room and switched the light on, and the snake was there, half on the floor, half on the table by my bed. He said that he trapped the snake in a sleeping bag cover and called animal control to come get it.
Ooh. What a terrifying way to wake up. Not right? Just from a surprise, but by hearing the noise of the snake.
So you're just calling the police, telling them you got a 4-foot snake in a sleeping bag.
Where else would you put it? Oh, I see. I see.
Here's the thing, Mahoney. I know that sexual you act learning. Like you're all brave, but you are the same guy who threw a flip-flop at a scorpion, and then when it fell on the floor, you ran out of the room for your wife to handle it alone.
I did not. That is a lie.
You're calling your wife a liar?
Dave.
Interesting.
The bold scorpion move, Cotton. Let's see how that works out for you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Scorpion was on the ceiling, which is way different. He was getting ready to jump down. He was trying to, you know, get the high ground. If you've ever seen Star Wars Episode 1,
yes.
You would know that you never concede the high ground to an enemy.
I have the high ground, Anakin. But weren't you trying to say this, that maybe it was like a sexual luring? Like, I've got this snake in the sleeping bag, if you all want to
know. No, I'm just saying that, you know, he's scared. You know, I mean, I just feels more like, you know, he's intimidated by that snake. You know, I mean, a 4-foot snake is really not that long. Most snakes, I mean, if
what
you think
you the
average size snake.
That's
way,
the size
way,
of like
way smaller than
4 feet. 11-year-old.
Nah. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, maybe an 8-year-old. It's still too big for a snake.
Man, I was like 6 foot tall when I was 8.
Of course you were.
Again, he's bragging about how tall he was when he was younger. All right, let's move on. So some good news today as well. A Cedar Rapids man has become a local hero. When obviously all of the devastation blew through the area, one local hero leapt into the fray with his very own special brand of barbecue to the rescue. I figured you'd appreciate this, Mahoney. We're all familiar with the wreckage that happened in the area, excess winds of 100 miles per hour. But after all this went down on August 10th, there was a swath of destruction, and one guy named Willie Fairley, owner of the iconic local eatery Willie Ray's Q Shack, was driven by his strong sense of community to selflessly volunteer his services and his grill, serving up as many as 400 free meals a day for neighbors in need. He talked with the local news. He said, "We're giving out food, doing whatever we can, helping the neighbors move trees. I brought the grill home and cooked for everyone, and somehow we're here."
I love it. I love what we're hearing. You know, you hear about the community coming together. You hear about people doing awesome things, especially, you know, you're always going to get my attention when it involves good-ass barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if it's like the pre-packed meals and it's kind of like, meh, it tastes like garbage. But, I mean, Willie Fairley going to bust out that Q-Shack barbecue and start handing that out for free? You're like, okay.
That's a man. That is not a man who is afraid of a 4-foot snake. That guy, Big Willie Energy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, this is kind of cool. You think about advancements in technology. One new and blind mom found a unique way to see her baby. Taylor Ellis was born with glaucoma, has very little vision, legally blind, but she went in for her 20-week scan and ultrasound and was unable, of course, to see her baby. She left in tears. When the doctors found out that she was upset, they conducted a special ultrasound and made a 3D printout of her unborn daughter's face. Isn't that something?
Wow.
So the 26-year-old Taylor and her husband, Jeremy, who is also visually impaired, received the special scan in the post a week later. They were able to feel the baby's face as a result, and it was a dream come true. So Rosalie is now 10 weeks old and the mom of three, Taylor said. The 3D printing technology, mostly commonly used to make things like car parts, has been life-changing. But that's pretty awesome.
I mean, this is taking, you know, something that definitely was not intended for that, or, you know, probably in its initial, you know, conception. And, you know, this is what the future is about. Like, I love hearing technology doing awesome things like that. You know, we like to, you know, get down on like social media and some forms of technology. But, man, there's some technology out there that is really making some life changing impacts. And I love it.
Cute baby face, yes, 3D printed, yep. But not a house. I still don't want a 3D printed house.
What's wrong with you?
100%. Not a house. Okay. Cute baby face. Cute baby foot. Cute baby foot.
They're so cute and little.
I love a baby
foot. So Jeff Bezos.
Or a fat baby leg, like little like with little creases in it, you know? Looks like a little ham hock right there. And you're like, oh, my God, I love a fat baby.
You could hide an extra Cheeto in there. So the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, became the world's first person to ever hit a net worth of $200 billion. So for comparison, Jeff Bezos is personally worth more than Nike, McDonald's, and Pepsi, which are all valued between $139 and $191 billion.
The companies, you know, you're talking about some of the biggest companies in the world. In the world. And not just like, you know, I'm worth more than the CEO of Nike and Pepsi.
No, worth more than the company. Jeff Bezos personally is worth more than Nike, which, as you walk around today, just see how much Nike stuff you see. And that kind of starts to put into perspective how rich Jeff Bezos is.
It's hard to say, but, you know, I mean, because obviously, you know, living in different times and things of that nature. But, I mean, maybe the richest person in the history of the world. I mean, even per capita at this point.
Like, so his ex-wife, Mackenzie,
look like paupers. Like, yeah. you know that things are kind of crazy.
So his wife, because she got 20 million Amazon shares, and obviously Amazon shares have gone buck wild during the pandemic, she is now worth more than $64 billion.
So what, she's like the world's like third or fourth richest person?
Yeah. Isn't that something? $64 billion. And she said she's going to give all of her money away, too, which is amazing.
What do you do with $64 billion?
Man, I feel like every billionaire, for the most part, says that. And then, like, do you? Do they? Do you really give away it all?
And here's $1 million for the cause out of my $64 billion.
When you get, like, $1 billion, let alone, like, $60 billion, let's see it. Let's see it.
And finally, guys, I know that you feel really bad about this as well. I know I do. Facebook is having a hard time right now. They are complaining that Apple is hurting their spying ability. So Facebook said that privacy that has been updated by Apple and their latest operating system has hindered the social networking their ability to deliver target ads to iPhone owners when they use outside apps. The announcement said changes to iPhone's new iOS 14 impact Facebook's audience network business, which connects users' Facebook identities with their off-platform activities. Again, not when you're on Facebook, when you're doing other stuff. Facebook said the changes will have a far-reaching impact on the developer ecosystem. The flap is the latest between the two tech giants. Apple has criticized the data collection operation that underpins Facebook's multi-billion dollar advertising business.
Think of all of the, you know, the millions of children that Facebook is spying on and not being able to deliver ads to. How are they going to live?
It's really sick.
Thank you. Like, you know, Apple has some, you know, pretty dumb practices, especially since Steve Jobs has died. Really, you know, I mean, like, how many connectors do we really need for our laptops and our phones? And, you know, can we just, like, all move to USB-C and charge that for our phone and our laptop if we're going to do that? But anything to, like, stick a knife in Facebook's side and turn it, I'm all in on, you know?
On board 100%.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station? Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, guys, maybe it's time to get back to the office. This working from home thing just ain't great. Maybe you could work something out. Okay, later.
Message deleted.
Yeah, he's got a point. The last couple of days been a little rough around the edges when it comes to, you know,
but
being able to broadcast.
That's,
well, I mean, we say it's not
bad.
Our fault, but I mean, ultimately, it's
bad.
Still...
No, it's our
us,
engineer's
you know?
Fault.
I mean,
plain
I know.
Simple.
Or the internet's fault or whatever. I mean, it's...
No. It's Fred, our engineer.
Yeah.
It's his fault. And also, don't tell me how to live my life. If I want to be at home, if I want to, you know, why are you so determined to get me back in a pair of pants, man? Like, I want to live my pants or want to live my life pants free.
You can come in your dance pants if you want. Like you told us about how you have the very comfortable pants that you feel like you can bust a move
dance
in should it be
pants.
Necessary. Dance pants.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind sitting next to you in your dance pants
yeah.
and slides. I'll
We're
just
not allowed
look,
to.
Like, up
that's
the time.
That's the problem. We can't go back into the station and sit
we'll
next to each
other.
We'll
be the only ones there.
They won't let us.
Mahoney,
we are not allowed to sit within. We are not allowed to sit. We have to be socially distanced.
Do you guys ever see how Mahoney is just sort of pretty laid back about a lot of stuff, but then you threaten his comfort, and all of a sudden it's an all-out assault on everything mm-hmm. he holds dear. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he would actually, I don't know, have to get up in the morning and
put on
drive
pants.
1 mile to the radio station after mm-hmm. putting
give
on
me
pants
freedom,
or shorts.
Or give me death. That's what I'm saying here. Man, and by freedom, I mean, you know, from my lower half. I need freedom down there.
It might be good for you to get out of the house a little bit and make your way to work, like, for a couple hours.
Are you my wife now, too? What do you guys, are you colluding?
All of the people that love you are saying the same thing.
Pizza every day and start walking some. Man, what are you guys trying to do to me?
We're trying to make you live past 43. Like, what do you think?
I ain't got that kind of money. After the tone.
I love asking you questions that I could easily just Google, but here's one. Do you know if animals get nosebleeds? Are they like me, and when they stress out, they get a couple drips coming out?
Message deleted.
Man,
you,
I don't know
you,
if
you
I've
nose...
seen an animal with a nosebleed.
I mean, they might,
he said,
right?
Did he say all animals or just birds? Or
no,
was that
some.
Just my... Some, okay.
Yeah, he's asking us if we know if
I doubt they get
they
the anxiety
have...
nosebleeds like people do. Maybe elephants.
Do you guys get... The first thing I
maybe maybe like primates too.
Go to heaven, have souls, dream, cry, have periods, and sweat.
Nothing about nosebleeds though.
No. It's do animals have nose hair? Was before nosebleeds. Do animals have nosebleeds? While there are many causes in some dogs, that the most common cause are drama and nasal tumors. So dogs can have nosebleeds. Yes.
Wow. But it's because of tumors and like a like blunt force trauma, though. It's not like a casual one, right? They don't just wake up in the morning
out.
And it's a little dry.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys get the stress nosebleeds?
No.
I don't.
Huh.
I've never had a nosebleed.
The only kind of nosebleeds I get is when I'm up there digging for gold and I go a little too far.
Yeah.
Ooh, those nails get you?
Yeah, the mine shaft gets burrowed out a little too much, Wait, Ian, you said you've never had a nosebleed?
No, I've never had a nosebleed. Besides, obviously, like Mahoney said, getting up there and then maybe coming out with one that's got a little bit of blood on it. But no, nothing like dripping.
You've never been punched in the nose to the point where it's blood?
No, man, I'm great defense.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You
hands
never...
up.
Dodgeball got me every time. P.E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just go straight for the face.
Oh, man, not the face. Anything but the face.
Every
Please
time.
Leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you've inspired us to get a bird. We're not sure what kind yet, but we think it'd be a nice addition to our house. We're stuck on what we should name it, though.
Message deleted.
Well, first you should name it after me, because I'm the one who inspired you, first and foremost. And if I could recommend a bird, I mean, we had a lot of birds growing up in my house. My mom bred exotic birds for many years, and I loved the very colorful macaws. Those were very cool. But the best bird that you can get, and really, you know, I mean, especially if you're kind of on the fence about it, go for an African gray.
Take notes, people.
An African gray. They are the world's smartest birds. They have the largest vocabulary. And just don't look at how long they live, you know?
Forever?
It's not like it's, Not that like it's terrible, 80 plus years.
That is terrible advice. That thing will outlive you and probably your kids. They live for like 90 years. They're jerks. Of course, that's the bird that Mahoney is trying to
jerks
sell you.
The only jerk birds, they are, it's the owners, man. You got to, like, jerk birds come from jerk owners. Yeah.
Can you imagine an African gray named Jason?
Yes, yes,
and
I
just
could.
Stands in its cage and goes, "Ah, Mahoney, we have scaleless privacy. I gave
pants,
him
pants."
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the Washington football team is not good at a lot of things. One, for picking their name. Two, for having a work culture that's inclusive and fair for everyone. Following previous hostile workplace claims, 25 women are now claiming they were sexually harassed while working for the Washington football team. I hate saying that. The allegations are the latest chapter in the chaotic offseason, which the club bowed to pressure by dropping the name Redskins. Many people believed it, obviously, to be racist. A former cheerleader now claims that the owner, Dan Snyder, suggested in 2004 she go to a hotel room with his longtime friend so the two could get to know each other. An ex-team employee, Brad Baker, claims that he was told by a senior vice president and lead broadcaster to make a lewd cheerleader video for Dan Snyder, and Snyder is reportedly battling his minority partners who want him to divest his shares, which would likely mean that he would have to sell the team. Is there any owner in all of sports that is more hated than Dan Snyder? I would venture to say probably not.
I mean, you had the guy who used to own the Clippers.
Yep.
That racist piece of garbage. Yep. And the NBA got rid of him real quick. The only other one in the NFL that really, you know, pops to mind, I mean, actually a lot of people dislike Robert Kraft or Jerry Jones, but those are for different reasons. I think if you were talking just pure douchebaggery, the only one in the NFL who gives him a run for his money is Jim Irsay of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, Jim Irsay. But, I mean, this is much different allegations.
This is
right?
Different, though.
Jim Irsay is just like a douche who wears affliction pants and does too many drugs, you know. Like, this guy is actually, you know,
anytime
sexually harassing people.
There's a business meeting, like if you own an NFL team or if you're running an NFL team or you're operating in, like, business in any sort of, like, real capacity and you are trying to invite employees and using, you know, who work under you to your hotel room, that's a problem.
I mean, is it bad though that I'm not shocked? Like, it's not alarming for me to hear this and go, "Oh, that's pretty surprising."
But that's the thing, is like you're a billionaire. Just find somebody that doesn't work for you. There's plenty of women who will throw themselves at you if you're a billionaire. Like, I don't understand why
right,
it has to
same,
be the subordinates.
That same power wields that. Like, that same power constitutes, like, in their brain, a reason to try.
Rules don't apply
gross.
To them. Yeah. Nope. So all the bad things that happened to the Washington football team, I am fine with. I also, again,
and mostly because they ruined, Alex Smith's, you know, career as well, too. You know, that's another one. And RG3's, you know. You took a generational athlete and you've ruined him. You really did, because your coaching really just some of the worst we've seen in decades.
So this is some encouraging news. Moderna, which is one of the biotech companies that are working on the vaccine, said that it's showing a strong immune response in older adults. So the Massachusetts-based company said the U.S. CDC and prevention group said that data from phase one study on the possible vaccine is very, very good so far. And in phase three, which is currently conducting clinical trials, also positive results. So Moderna said researchers in early testing gave 100 microgram doses of the vaccine 28 days apart to 10 adults age 56 to 70, which arguably is the highest risk group, and another 10 over the age of 70. After 2 months, those who received the vaccines had COVID-19 antibody levels higher than patients who had recovered from the virus naturally. So that is a game changer. If these phase three clinical trials continue to prove this, the people that are highest risk should be able to get the vaccine first. And glad to see that that Moderna is making some serious headway here and potentially onto something that that they could start to give to older people safely in the not too distant future.
I like the obviously, you know, moving forward, we've got a lot of bright minds and a lot of researchers around the world who are, you know, kind of looking to together and working together to come up with this vaccine that can, you know, literally change the world and kind of get us to a place where, you know, back to what normal, you know, quote unquote, what normal life was before all this. I love this, but the name Moderna, just isn't that a style of wine? Like some fancy ass wine?
Moderna wine? No, yeah. I think so. Google it right now. Moderna.
I mean, I'm not a very good reader. Madeira.
Madeira.
Madeira. Oh man, they break the I before E rule. Oh, that's why I can't read it. That's why.
Your okay. Eyes just
not because I'm half illiterate.
Words.
And finally, a California dog is being hailed.
It's a fortified Portuguese wine, Dave, off the Madeira Islands. So I guess it's named after a name, so you can break those traditional.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So what about this dog, Dave?
Yeah. So the dog is being hailed as a hero after leading a city employee to where his owner, an 88-year-old woman, had fallen at the side of her house. The home security camera was recording when Sandy, an 11-year-old adopted golden retriever, noticed that her owner had fallen over. The dog appeared to be drawing his attention to the side of the house, and so the city employee was like, what the heck is going on here? The way that he was barking and the look that he had on his face, I was like, I have something to show you. And sure enough, this guy walks around the side of the house, finds the fallen 88-year-old lady on the ground next to the house, fell off her porch an hour earlier.
Oh my God.
White helped Johnson get up, made sure she wasn't too injured before he left to continue his route. He said the incident has considered him getting a dog of his own, but a hero dog for sure, helping their 88-year-old owner get some much needed help.
This is,
I wouldn't
again,
know
why
to
we...
follow it. Period. I would not know to follow a dog that came up to me, like, at all. I would just be like, you want to come inside? Are you thirsty? Like, hang up for a while? Like,
how would you like a treat?
Yeah.
Audrey just sees this dog trying to get her attention, and she kidnaps the dog, and she takes it home and starts feeding it.
I got a new dog now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Cover Your Ears is a relatively simple game. It's really popular songs that you've heard many times over the years, and you guys are just trying to figure out which is which with the artist as well as the song title. If you're able to figure that out, then you are going to win yourself nothing but bragging rights, and we all know that that's more important than any monetary prize that we can give you. Feel free to play along with Mahoney and Audrey here. And when you guys think you know the answer, you're going to ring in by saying your name. And again, a full 30 seconds will play out. So just briefly say your name if you think you know the answer. And obviously be honest. You know, don't ring in before you know the answer because you think you might in 10 seconds. You guys know how the game works. We have a total of three. We do have a bonus if necessary in a fourth one. But again, looking for the artist and the song. Mahoney and Audrey, are you both ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Song number one, and cover your ears. Okay, all right,
Audrey,
all right.
Holy moly,
yes,
Audrey.
Yeah. No, we heard you. We heard you. Yeah,
so. Gosh, you didn't know. It was so loud. I had to move it away from my. That made me sweaty. Goodness gracious. That was Sweetness, Jimmy Eat World.
There you go. Full point for Audrey. Very nice. All right, here we go on to number two. Audrey, if you get a full point on this one, you beat Mahoney outright in quick fashion. Best of luck to both of you.
Stop the fires and the liars, and I know it's just a song with spice for the recipe. This is a love attack. I know we're now, but it's back. It's just like any fact. It retracts before impact, and just like fashion, it's a fashion for the within and him. If got a good, so come and buy it. Just stay in the clip. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive.
Mahoney coming in quick here at the top. What is that?
The greatest headliner in Sturgis history. That is Steve Harwell, Smash Mouth, and Walking on the Sun.
Full point for Mahoney. Wow. Well done. Tied up.
Mahoney
tied
almost
up
knew that before
three.
We hit play. That's insane.
Well, you guys know that Steve Harwell and I go way back.
Yes,
way
dear back. Friends. Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. BFF. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, here we go. On to number three.
Mahoney.
Mahoney?
That is Good Charlotte, My Ex Over You.
No.
No? That was embarrassing.
No, it was not.
That was so embarrassing.
Kind of close on the song title, but yeah, no, it was not.
Is that not Audrey, some do you want to emo pop punk band from the like early 2000s?
Isn't every one of those bands
Good Charlotte?
It feels like Sum 41.
Oh, you both picked the one that it's not.
I know.
It's not Blink-182?
It's not Blink-182.
No,
keep guessing.
It's a crappy band.
It's not Sum 41. Simple Plan?
Yep.
How many more of those bands are there? Lit.
It's not Good Charlotte?
Nope.
No. 98 Degrees?
Yes. No, it was not 98 Degrees. That was Newfound Glory, My Friends Over You.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot about them. Whatever, honestly. Man. Dang. Okay.
All right. So 1 point apiece. We are going to the bonus round. Do not have a winner yet. Good luck.
Jeez.
I was swimming in the Caribbean.
Audrey.
Audrey for the win. What do you got, Audrey?
It is the Pixies. Where Is My Mind?
Boom, Audrey with the win today. Smoking. Did you acquiesce like that? You're not going to scream collusion or cheating.
No, I mean,
or
I gave her the shot to win.
You gave her a shot to win. Okay, all right. Well done, Audrey.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the story is floating around about former Disney actress Bella Thorne. She opened an OnlyFans account. And for those of you that aren't familiar with OnlyFans, it's where people, mostly women, younger, you know, 20-somethings, go on OnlyFans and they will sell videos and pictures of themselves. Most of the time, I think the expectation with OnlyFans is rather intimate photos. Mm-hmm. But this girl, Bella Thorne,
let's not be sexist here. Chumlee from Pawn Stars also had a
very disappointing OnlyFans,
which we subscribed to. And
we did not subscribe to it.
Well,
you
I used the show account, the show bank account.
Okay.
To pay for
it. Yeah, of course.
And we didn't see any Chumlee sexy photos.
You didn't see any of that Chumlee there?
We just saw a picture of a dog with sunglasses on it.
Well, some celebrities have joined OnlyFans. Obviously, Chumlee in a bit of a parody. But former Disney actress Bella Thorne, who I guess has become a porn director, she signed up for it, and she became a millionaire in 24 hours as a result. So she made $1 million in 24 hours, and I guess so many people tried to sign up for her account that it actually crashed the OnlyFans server due to the number of subscribers that entered. But do not be tricked. There was nothing, no photos or videos of her doing anything considered
Dave, you
sexual.
You don't lead with the nude photos, like
you gotta bait
them. Yeah, you ride that out until everybody is completely frustrated, and then you throw out maybe like here's.
You gotta make them pay for that premium. You don't just get it for the
free. They are paying. Oh yeah, it might slide into your DMs or however they do it over there.
Yeah, but the best thing about that though, Dave, as you said, don't be fooled. But I think that that's kind of the great thing about OnlyFans is that you don't have to put yourself all out there. You can choose what content you actually want people to pay for. You already have them subscribing.
As a potential consumer here, the expectation is that if I'm going to give you, you know, whether it's $5 a month or $20 a month.
Don't you go C-block in her bank account?
Well, I'll tell you what happens. You get 1 month and then I'm out. That's what happened with me and, us and Chumlee.
Not us. It is not us. There's no royal we here.
I wanted to see some Chumlee butt and I didn't see. I saw none. You know, like I'm not really that familiar with Bella Thorne, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I'm too old to like know that like crop of Disney stars. I think Zac Efron was probably like that group of.
She was right after that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right.
She's only 22 years old. But what is she actually known for? Like what did she do for Disney? I know she was in Alvin and the Chipmunks, right? And that was kind of like her first thing in 2015.
Let me look. So it was Shake It Up, which ran from 2010 to 2013. So I that was after me as well. Like, I did not watch this era of Disney. But she was, I mean, pretty much in, I think, like some like small films, like very indie films. She was dating a rapper guy named Mod Sun, who writes a lot of music, and he's kind of behind the music scene. So they were together, and she had a Snapchat premium at one point.
Yeah, she dated Scott Disick in 2017.
Yeah, she's kind of all over the
place.
Which
is weird, because she was like 19.
I mean, that's not too far off from his caliber of woman. I mean, he was dating Lionel Richie's daughter before she was 18, I'm pretty sure. But
jeez.
You know who else was on OnlyFans, Dave? If you want to say celebrity, which I mean I actually know who this person is as opposed to Bella Thorne. If you remember a few seasons ago on The Bachelor, the guy that everybody hated, Chad,
yeah.
Of course his name. Of course, Chad. You know, I feel like, I mean, he couldn't have picked a better douche to represent the Chads. But that guy, Chad from The Bachelor, is doing like hardcore porn on OnlyFans now.
Whoa.
Hardcore, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah.
That real Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, it's not it's not that. Ocho Cinco either.
I was going to say Ocho Cinco's
OnlyFans. Because that's how I found it. I thought I was subscribing to Ocho Cinco's OnlyFans.
No way.
Did you use the show account for that too? What are you doing, man?
it's research.
Yeah.
It's research.
So, Joe Exotic, there's a new series that's been ordered by the Peacock Network, which is NBC and USA as well.
Is that
so,
an OnlyFans competitor?
No, but it is it's
fetish
led,
OnlyFans?
It's led by Kate McKinnon, which is pretty awesome because Kate McKinnon is hilarious. And
yeah. This is the only reason I'll give this show a shot is because of her.
Yeah, so, I mean, she plays the role of Carol Baskin. And, did you guys hear that Carol Baskin might be on Dancing with the Stars?
Ew, get her off. I hate that. She is she's relishing too much in this 5 minutes of fame from Tiger King. And I hate her. I hate the whole thing. Like, I'm so over it.
I feel like it was a time. It was a place. It was a moment. We were, it was at the beginning stages of losing our minds. And now we're just like, nah, screw all these
she's
people.
She's creepy.
Let's just forget about it and then just wait till the Nick Cage movie comes out. And then we can relive it and, really enjoy it again.
The only person who can amplify the personality of Joe Exotic is Nicolas Cage, of course. The finest thespian of our time.
I can't wait for him to actually attempt to do that accent. Whatever Joe Exotic's accent was on Nick Cage is going to be mwah.
You've never heard
Nicolas Cage
does
such awful accents.
Exactly.
They're just the worst.
It'll be perfect. It'll be perfect.
I'm going to steal a tiger and the Declaration of Independence.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The last game that we played, Audrey put a beat down on Mahoney. In fact, that's been the theme this entire week here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Audrey has just been trouncing Mahoney no matter what he tries. He can't seem to get a victory. Let's see if it happens in this game as well. It's the movie quote quiz, and traditionally Mahoney does rather well in this. And because Mahoney has been around for basically twice as long on Earth as Audrey has, Mahoney's very, very, very,
like
very, very,
longer.
Very old compared to her.
And I've been incapacitated way longer, too. So if you factor in the time that I've been blacked out and or asleep, she's probably got more actual awake years on the planet than I do.
Maybe so, but you also don't leave your house, so every waking hour is basically spent in front of either a computer to play video games or a TV to watch a show or a movie. So it's a pretty simple game. I'm going to play you guys just a few seconds of each one of these clips from these movies, and you're going to go back and forth. And Audrey, you have a choice. Do you want to go first or second on the first one today?
I will go first, please.
Okay. The other caveat is that you do have an opportunity to use me as a lifeline on one and only one of these. If you get this first one incorrect, Mahoney, you do have a chance to steal. So there is steal opportunities today. Here we go on to number one in the movie quote quiz.
I got a gig. You want to come?
When?
We're headed to the airport now.
Tonight. Tonight? No, I can't. I got to go to work later. You have my number.
Okay. All right. Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
That Such is a Star is Born.
Oh, it is a Star is Born.
Nice. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Honestly,
yes, it is.
Start.
That was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I was like, what is that? What do you think it was, Mahoney?
I thought it was The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke. And
he does kind of sound like
him. Good guess.
He does kind of sound like him, yeah. All right, Audrey on the board with one. Very nicely done.
Could you imagine, though, because those voices are a little bit similar. Like, if you were expecting Bradley Cooper and you ended up getting Mickey Rourke or vice versa.
Oh, gosh.
In A Star Is Born?
No, just in general, like with the lights off. Yeah. And then they turn on, and that's who's in front of you.
Oh, Jesus.
So many scarves.
I would take Bradley Cooper peeing his pants on stage any day over just Mickey Rourke wearing a tuxedo and having all of his stuff together. Here we go. On to number two, Mahoney, you get to go first on this one.
No, dude, this isn't happening, all right? We didn't make it here, and now we're broke.
No.
Hey, guys, let me pay for it. It's the least I can do.
What the hell are you doing here?
You guys kept talking about last night so much, it made me start to crave it, too.
Dude, where's my car? Where's his car, dude?
Yeah, sorry about that. I told you last night I was tripping balls.
Oh, I know it.
I mean, they say the name of the movie right there. I mean, it's Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott. Dude, where's my car?
No, that is incorrect. But,
it's incorrect. It's, oh my God! No. Mahoney, you made your guess. Yeah. Audrey, do you know it?
I thought I did.
Yeah, we all.
I know what it is. Give me one more.
It's too late. You don't get another shot.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
The pony already went off. Sorry.
You gave me the.
Dude, where's my car? Two.
No.
Harold and Kumar.
Yes, Harold and Kumar.
That was tricky. I was stunned. I was like, Ian, how on earth could it have been that easy? Like, you put it actually in the. No, nice trickery there. Little sleight of hand. All right, Audrey, you get to go first on number three. Mahoney, you have no points so far. Audrey, you have one. Here we go.
Okay.
When you hear the crunch, you're there. Just pull it out. Be careful. It's my head, too.
Oh, no. I don't think I know this one. But, Dave, can I defer to you as my pass? Hopefully you know it.
Yeah, that's Total Recall.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. 2 points for Audrey, none for Mahoney. You're the worst.
Okay, you suck.
Okay. Here we go on to number four.
You still owe me another month's rent. So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises before Friday.
Yes. Oh, so good. Do you not know it? Oh, it's Kingpin, sucker!
Wow, Audrey just whooping my ass. Oh, that is embarrassing. Oh, wow.
No, what's embarrassing is that you gave me the Eagle of Success when you shouldn't have, and you messed this whole game up. You ruined it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the COVID cases down significantly across the state of Nevada when it comes to new cases. So yesterday, just 221 new cases. Now, that's the good news. The not good news is that there are still 20 deaths. So as we've talked about numerous times, the deaths tend to trail the number of new cases. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, we were still having, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 or so cases. And now here we are yesterday with only 221, which is the lowest since back June 17th. I mean, it's, okay. You know, now we're August 26th. Yeah. And yeah, it's, you know, yeah, it's a couple of months since they've been that low. So hopefully that continues. And obviously the deaths start to trail in near fashion. But the number of hospitalizations is down. The number of people in the ICU is down. The people on ventilators is down.
And that's where the numbers you track, you know, I mean, those are like you look at the hospital percentage, because here's the thing, you know, until there's a vaccine that cures it or, you know, prevents us from getting it. We are going to, you know, this is something that we are going to live with. And as long as we have, you know, our hospitals aren't over capacity, that's a good sign. And we're doing our part, wearing our masks, washing our hands, being socially distant, that sort of thing. These are the keys to, you know, making this as survivable for everybody as possible. So I think, you know, yes, any deaths are too many, but this is a good sign. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, nationally made some or written some articles about Las Vegas that I think are completely unfair and that are just kind of garbage. And screw you, you know,
they're
just because
hit,
you're I have a feeling like some of these other tourist cities are probably funding some of these articles. as well. But you know, screw you, and you know, I'm proud of the people of Las Vegas, man. They are doing what we can, and these are very hard times, and you know, we're gonna continue to do those. I do the one thing that I am like not worried about, but like I'm just not looking forward to is the normal cold and flu season that is right around the corner.
Well, hopefully that'll go down though too, because we're wearing masks, right? Like we're preventing this pandemic. Yeah. Like hopefully that'll go down as well. So.
But yeah, I was at the grocery store the other day, and I'm like, they're like, hey, come get the flu shot right now, and I'm like, yeah, I probably should do that.
So Las Vegas casino wins are down, as you'd expect. So house winnings, a key index to state fiscal health, down about 26.2% in July, tallying $757 million in the monthly report compared to $1 billion in the same month a year ago. But that's actually, I mean, the fact that they've been able to maintain about 75% of the winnings is pretty impressive considering everything that's going on.
Could be way worse.
I thought it was going to be way worse.
50% or more, man. I really did. And, you know, we got to consider this is without conventions. This is without, you know, the vast majority
concerts
of
and
the Las
festivals
Vegas shows.
And,
yes,
yeah,
everything that we are known for, being the entertainment capital of the world. Like, all of that has been put on hold, and we're still holding pretty strong. So that does give me hope.
So a hacker interrupted a virtual class at Walter Johnson Junior High School here in Las Vegas. Look, if you are messing with these poor teachers who are working so hard, I mean, I watch my four-year-old. She's in preschool, and she's doing the virtual learning with her teacher, who's just doing such a fantastic job with all these four-year-olds dialing into a Zoom call. I mean, you know, you think about how challenging that is at every single level for the administrators, for the teachers, for the students, for the parents, and some kids going to hack into one of these to try to disrupt it. I mean, just the worst, man. Like, find the hell out of his parents so that way he never does anything like this again. That's just so stupid.
Well, it's hard on everybody. And, you know, it's like, just because you don't get because you're a you're a little bitch, you didn't get enough attention, you're gonna go try to disrupt other people trying to actually like better themselves. Like, screw you, man. Like,
yeah,
you,
just the worst.
Yeah, throw the book at them. And literally, Dave, as we said, throw the book.
An actual literal
edges.
Book, yes.
Yeah, with sharp, those pointy-ass edges that haven't been worn down yet by years of use.
So Nevada is planning to funnel $300 a week in federal coronavirus pandemic relief funds to out-of-work state residents. Will not be adding another $100 from the state, unfortunately. Some people were hoping for that, obviously. But basically, they said, we don't have enough money to do that right now. So,
right now.
Yeah, Nevada anticipates not being able to contribute the additional $100 due to budget concerns, sucks. Said the governor and the DETO. Are, but $300 additional dollars is still good. Anything that we can do to keep this wheel moving so that way there's not a total collapse is good. And there's a lot of people out of work, obviously, right now. And, you know, an extra $300 a week, that's $1,200 a month. That goes a long way.
So do we know, is that on top of the normal unemployment benefits that are still in place right now that were extended? I believe that got pushed out to 46 or, you know, so weeks. So you take that, you add the other 300. Do we know when that starts? Because technically the other money that the federal government was handing out as well or providing stopped at the end of July. So what do we know when it starts?
Yeah, so the department said qualified applicants probably wouldn't start receiving payments until at least 4 to 6 weeks after FEMA approves the state request for the temporary disaster relief, but payments would be retroactive to August 1st. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, that month and a half is really scary, but if it's retroactive, then at least, you know, there's not a gap in between when the last aid ended and when this will. There's just going to be a physical gap in between when the time that you get the money.
You know, and that's one of the problems that we ran into, you know, early on in this, that, you know, our unemployment system was not prepared for the influx of calls and the influx of requests that it needed. So, you know, hopefully that has been figured out a little bit better. You know, I've talked to some people personally that have been able to get through. I hope we don't run into a similar problem that we saw at the start of this. But, you
I'm
know,
hearing online was the easiest option than calling on the
phone.
Yes,
and doing it like early like, or doing it really early or really late online was kind of the key to doing it there. So the additional $300, yes, it's not going to solve all the problems, but it will slow some of the hurt down. And that's kind of the best we can hope for right now.
Still frustrating, though. Like, I mean, I feel like it's massively frustrating just to continue to say, because I know some people who are still attempting to get unemployment, and it has just not been an absolute nightmare for them. We are 6 months in, man, and it doesn't look like it's going to be turning around like too much faster than what we can hope for as far as the vaccine's concerned. And that's the really only way that people are going to be able to get their jobs back. And it's really frustrating. Like, I feel the pain for people who have been pining for some extra cash and just can't get it because they can't get somebody on the phone.
It's not even pining for extra cash. You're hoping for money to pay, you know, for needs and necessities.
Right. I absolutely
agree. Keep a roof over your house, or, you know, keep a roof over your head.
I'm just tired of the excuse of well, we're busy, we're backed up. Okay, well, it's been six months.
I'm with you.
Yeah, get it right. Come on. And finally, a 49-year-old man from Henderson has been arrested for using money he obtained through the Paycheck Protection Program to buy a house. So the Nevada man has been arrested in connection with allegations that he fraudulently obtained about $500,000 through the PPP and the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and then laundered the funds through friends and family in order to buy a house. His name is Brandon Cassett, 49, from Henderson, is charged in a criminal complaint and is going to be making an appearance before a judge here in Las Vegas. Made his initial appearance on Tuesday of this week and was arrested on Friday. And yeah, man, like, the last thing that we need right now is a bunch of dishonest people out there stealing money when, as we just talked about, there's so many good, honest people here in Las Vegas and beyond in the state of Nevada that are working.
Yeah, man. Getting money, but I'm going to go buy a house.
I'm going to go steal $500,000 and then buy a house with it. You're not even a good criminal. There, we are clear.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that $300. So that's a deal. Plus. I mean, it's because what was it? It was at 500 before.
Yeah, and then this month they're kicking people out of their houses for evictions, like straight up knocking door to door, like you were getting kicked out of your house.
I mean, I feel like that's going to be more renters first.
Sucks still.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, but with this, hopefully they go, hey, this is happening. You know, give me another month and I'll back pay you for the rent that I owe you. Right. So that's what I hope, at least for the landlords.
Well, the crazy thing is, too, though, that I just don't understand is, like, if you are, you know, it's like there's obviously, you know, people who own a lot of like rental properties and things of that nature. But like, we're not going to have this big, giant influx of renters. So like, if you've got like a pretty good renter who's been pretty good before all this and is still trying, why would you kick them out and not try to make it happen? Because, like, there's not going to be, like, a rush of people from California who are coming here to rent because there's no work.
I guess what frustrates me is that all these people are like, well, we got to be able to live, too. This is what our income is, blah, 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 and I totally understand that. But how are you not making so much of a profit off of each of your properties that it's made it an issue for you to not be able to give some leeway and some like cushion?
They're overextended to the banks. That's what's going on there. It's not like they own, you know, all their properties outright. Most likely they've got, you know,
and here these banks are sitting on their thrones of cash.
Yeah, that's the real issue, and that's where the
it's always been like that.
That's
always
where we should have, you know, seen real legislation passed to, you know, like the banks. You know, it's like, how many times have we bailed you motherfuckers out? You know, and all you continue to do is prey upon the poorest segment of society. And it's that shit ain't right.
Well, makes me want to throw something at the fucking wall. It makes me so mad that some of my friends, some of my friends are living like, kind of like how you said your brother was, like, so much money that they don't want to go back to work. And then I have some of my friends who are like, eating ramen noodles because they can't get enough money. Or they've been fired. They got a job, was unemployment while they were searching for a job, got fired from the job because now they're downsizing, now having to go back on unemployment and go through the whole process all over again. Like, what the fuck?
Well, and society is choosing not to reward people that do actually hustle work and don't want to take. And, you know, like, that's what sucks. But like you said, I mean, all these companies, they don't even have an opportunity to do the right thing because they're so overextended, and they're, you know, same thing, corporate has their thumb on these people just trying to hit their quarterly numbers so that way these execs can hit their bonuses. And yeah, man, it sucks.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, who cleans the floors in your house? I'm only asking because my girlfriend has designated me the floor cleaner of the house. I mean, I'm fine with it. I just feel like the person who cleans the bathroom generally cleans the floor. I don't clean that part, though.
Message deleted.
My wife is the one that cleans the floors, and it's because she has a much better sense of when they need to be cleaned. For me, I don't know if you're the same way, Mahoney, but I'll just... It's fine. Unless like my shoes are sticking to it, like when I'm walking across it, it's fine.
Well, this morning during the show, right before the show started, my wife noticed that there was like a bunch of stuff on our tiles, which we don't know what it's from. I did order a pizza yesterday, so I'm like, we can't figure out if it's grease from the pizza, but there was like a trail leading into the into the bedroom also, which I did not take the pizza into the bedroom. So we're you know, she told me that we need to get our floors steam cleaned, and I don't think she trusts me with doing that. So I'm probably going to have to call somebody to get that done.
I usually clean the floors, but just like that guy said, whoever cleans the bathroom usually cleans the floors. For me, it's whoever cleans the dishes also has to wipe the countertops down.
I don't. Why do the countertops need to be wiped down? They can, you know.
It's a process. It's the same. Like you're cleaning up the sink because you're cleaning the dishes, and go ahead and just do the countertops.
Why do we have to clean the sink? The sink is like clean.
Because bacteria is in there.
You fill it up with water. You put soap in there, and it cleans itself.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Bleach that bee.
Bleach. What do you? The
thing that I don't understand is Mahoney. So you bleaching the kitchen countertops? All right, Mahoney. You're talking about there was something leaking, and if it wasn't the pizza, but it went from the front door down the hallway to the kitchen, but then also went into the bedroom. Are you leaking oil? Are you leaking pizza grease?
Maybe.
Is it you?
I mean, possibly. She thinks I stepped in something and then, like, tracked it all over the house.
Did you not feel it on your sock? Did you just, like, leave a soggy sock filled with
pizza grease? I was barefoot all day.
Yeah.
No, I didn't put on socks yesterday. I was barefoot all day yesterday.
How did you not feel it on your foot?
He's so calloused underneath his foot, he just doesn't even feel it anymore.
Oh, God, you're sick.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Not again.
Who do you think will go completely gray first? I think Dave already has some, and Mahoney has talked about it, his, but I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking Ian may just show up one day looking like a silver fox.
Message deleted.
No, I mean, if anyone's going to go gray first on the show, it's me, right? I mean, I've got the most gray hair,
yeah,
and
I mean, you're like
I will say that...
15 to 20% there.
15 to 20?
15?
Yeah,
no, that's a high number.
Come on, man.
But, I mean, like the kids, you know, it's like the... Yeah, the kids are stressing me. And Mahoney's got blonde hair, so I mean he's going to lose all of his hair. Like he's already mostly bald. And
no,
so
I have
yeah,
of hair.
Yes, you are. Look at how thin that hair is. What's wrong with your hair?
Like,
you can see
blonde.
Through it. You can see your scalp. It's not because
he's gone by the end of the
Hey, hey, us blondes, it's hard.
It's blonde. It's
no,
I don't have
hair. Your
hair. I have
looks
a
beautiful.
Lot of hair. It's just thinly. It's thin strands.
Thinly on your head. Yes, if that's
no,
what I mean.
Not.
It's just
fine,
it's, there's
it's
not
fine
a lot of
hair.
It. You, also, your
fine.
Hair does not look blonde right now. You put so much product in it this morning to overcompensate.
I didn't put any product
day,
in it. Well, I haven't showered in a day and a half. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, that's
so
grease.
Pizza grease.
Natural
that's
grease.
That's where it's coming
Wednesday
from. That's the trail.
That's what's leaking. You're leaking.
We have figured it out.
No, man. And also, the only gray I have is in my beard that I can grow. Just fine.
Oh,
you're going to come at me for not being able to grow a beard?
Oh, you're going to come at my hair for being blonde? See, oh, but
no,
you know,
I don't need the hair on my face. I've got hair on my head, unlike you.
I noticed that Cobra Kai is moving over to Netflix, and Mahoney is the only true Karate Kid fan and certified yellow belt. Do you think Dave will finally get around to watching the show?
Message deleted.
That's right.
Mahoney, are you a certified yellow belt?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. I made it. I made it to yellow
belt.
When?
What year?
In my youth, like 1987.
Okay.
Yellow belt is the first one.
No, it's the second. It's white. No, it's white.
I got promoted. That's what I mean. It's belt ceremony.
It's the first progression, is what I mean. So you start as white. So like literally everyone's a white belt. You don't have to do anything. The first day you show up, they just give you a white belt. But the first progression is yellow.
No, if you sign up for like the second season, they give you the yellow belt. That's how it worked back in the day.
The second season.
We're the yellow belt club. Me and you, Mahoney. We're in it together. Together.
Season three.
I did Taekwondo and Kung Fu and Muay Thai and a bunch of stuff. I got to brown belt level, but I never got the black belt.
Yeah. We're over here talking about yellow. Whoops.
Ian, you ever do any mixed martial arts or did martial arts training?
I did karate classes for like 6 months, but the best part about my karate classes was my sensei was also a waitress at Denny's, so we would go to karate class and then immediately go to Denny's afterwards. So now anytime I do any sort of karate, I get a craving for a Grand Slam.
Wait, at what points are you doing any sort of karate? Like,
sometimes just
it was Denny's based karate. On, guys, you know? There were grand slams. You know, it's like, you know, like a hip toss. It's a grand slam, man.
He's just hanging out in a hotel lobby, drops a crane kick on somebody, and he's like, "Time to eat."
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So I warned you guys that I have arguably the worst story that we've ever shared with you in the Redneck Report, in today's Redneck Report. Should we ease into it? I mean, should we not start with
off.
That? Because I feel
rip the Band-Aid off.
You sure?
Oh, I mean, unless it involves ripping Band-Aids off.
So a woman named Cheryl and a man named Tony have confessed after a surprise encounter where Tony's wife walked into the room and caught Cheryl and Tony having relations. Anyone want to guess where this is going?
I'm nervous, honestly.
Cheryl is Tony's mother.
Oh, no!
And Tony's wife walked in. And Tony and Cheryl, mother and son, and Tony's wife walked in and caught mother and son hooking up in the act. Ugh. They both insisted it was the first time that they had ever done this. And they asked, well, how on earth could this have happened? And they said, well, we just started kissing, and the next thing you know. And so now they are charged with a felony, maximum sentence, 20 years in prison, and have pleaded not guilty in their first court appearance Thursday last week.
I'm so confused. This seems like the person in like the empath inside of me wants to say that this has been going on for a long time and he didn't want it, right? So like I feel like this is so predatory. There's no way in any type of world that some son would be okay with hooking up with their mom unless we're in some weird creepy step person portal.
The other way, it doesn't make any sense either. Like, I mean, that's the thing is we've talked about this a decent amount on the show. Like the whole thing with like when you go on some of the adult website, it's always like, you know, stepfather and daughter and like stepbrother and stepsister. Like, can we stop glorifying all that stuff? Nobody needs that. No one believes that. Like, it's disgusting, man. I really think it's like Russian propaganda trying to like tear families apart.
They create an account and you can filter all that stuff out.
At this point, I might because it's every single thing.
You can curate like, your feed, man. Like, it's much like Instagram.
Too popular. It's too creepy.
Now that life has started to imitate art and there's a real story like this in the Redneck Report, I can't imagine anything worse than this.
You're right. I was not prepared for that. I was not.
No.
Yeah.
The mom deserves more than 20 years, like life in prison for having sex with her son. That's like absolutely disgusting.
Let's move on to something that's a little bit lighter.
Please.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son charged with stabbing a neighbor over trash cans. The son of basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is charged with stabbing a neighbor. Again, like trash cans, you don't mess with somebody else's trash can. But Adam Abdul-Jabbar, 28, is accused of stabbing his 60-year-old neighbor with a large hunting knife. Jeez. He said the argument began when the victim, who shares a driveway with the guy, confronted Abdul-Jabbar after he didn't take the trash cans in for an elderly roommate. And so a stabbing happened. I don't know why he was outside taking his trash cans in with a large hunting knife on him, but now he is in big trouble as well.
I think it was like a skyhook motion.
What is that?
That's a dated reference to how Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who played basketball like 30 years ago, would shoot his shot.
Longer than 30 years ago. It was like 40 years ago.
Was it really 40 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, 30 years ago was 1990, man. Yeah.
Ew. Oh, I hate that. Don't remind me.
And by the way, Macaulay Culkin just announced on Twitter the other day, he's now 40. So
he's 40 years old.
Oh, yeah. God.
And finally, Holmes County, Florida sheriff's deputies arrested a man after they say he shot himself in the leg and then lied about it. Deputies responded to Wiregrass Medical Center after reports of a man coming to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. Gordon Wood, which is a strange name for a 28-year-old. Like, Gordon Wood sounds like your parents'
senior
attorney friend, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, this guy is 28 years old, and him and his girlfriend were on a boat ramp at Vaughn Dead River Lane when two men pulled up, according to his story, and tried to rob him. Of course, he said they were black guys. He told deputies one of the men pulled out a gun and shot him in the leg. After deputies started investigating, they said the evidence didn't really match his story. After seizing cell phones from both him and his girlfriend, they found incriminating evidence and photos taken just days before of him holding a gun that exactly matched the one that he described being shot with. Deputies
say
they confronted him.
Yeah,
said all, the whole thing. The whole
Interesting.
He then confessed to accidentally shooting himself and tossing the gun into the river. He is charged with making a false report to law enforcement, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and tampering with evidence.
I mean, are we shocked that this guy, okay, he's dumb enough to figure out a way to shoot himself in the leg, you know, so I'm not surprised that he's also a dumb racist.
In trying
to get innocent people in trouble. So, yeah, not shocked by that. And, yeah, man, throw the book at him. Or actually just let him handle a gun. Put him in a room, let him handle a gun for an hour and see what happens.
It'll sort itself out, yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what's something that you thought that you would hate until you actually tried it, and now you're like, man, that's pretty dang good. I mentioned Thai food earlier, Mahoney, because that's actually the case for me. Like, my wife for years was pressuring me to eat Thai food, and I'm just not really that inventive with the food that I eat. Like, I'm a creature of habit. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And we actually went to Thailand on our honeymoon, so we were in the, obviously, mecca of Thai food. And the whole time there, I just ate nothing but American food, which, in hindsight, was probably a mistake. Yeah,
wait,
just got to go to a restaurant.
Really?
They had, like, a steak on the menu, and I get the steak.
You go to a Chinese restaurant, and you get a burger?
Oh, no.
I will say this, some of the best Italian food that I've ever had in my entire life is when I was in Tokyo. They have incredible restaurants in Tokyo. And of course, you'd think that the majority of them are, you know, sushi, something like that. But obviously, they have all different types. But
yeah.
One of the best meals, Italian meals I ever had, was in downtown Tokyo. The wife finally talked me into eating Thai food. Now I'm all about it.
What was the dish that kind of like pushed you over?
Just the curry, and then what's the noodle one?
Oh, curry's so good. Pad Thai?
Pad Thai. Yep, so that's the other one for me.
Yeah,
Pad Thai's good. What level of spice do you go?
You know, so my wife doesn't like overly spicy food, so kind of on the scale of 1 to 10, like 5 or 6 is kind of is where we fall.
That's a good medium.
So here's a pro tip about Thai food.
What you do?
I go high. I usually go 9.
Oh, yeah?
If I have
butt leaks?
No,
you
don't. No, but it's like, here's the thing.
Yeah, you're already leaking, man.
Depends on the place you go. So it's like, I'll try a 9 or an 8 first, and if I go back, sometimes 10. There's a place I go that normally, like, I mean, their 10 is not like, it's a medium at some places. And so the way, if you want to get it really spicy, you know that they know you're serious, because I feel like there's some, you know, profiling that happens at Thai restaurants when you order a 10.
This white boy doesn't know what heat is.
To be fair, I feel like that you're protecting a decent amount of people, but if you really want to get with the heat, you order a Thai 10. Like, instead of a Thai 9, but you go Thai 10, and then that's when they really bring the heat.
They look at each other in the kitchen and go, oh,
they go, this
yeah.
guy knows what he's talking about,
yeah.
or they know what he's talking about, and we're gonna burn his butt.
Guillermo said, Mahoney says 9. People look at his white ass, and they give him a 1.
I can handle heat.
This is funny. Copper said, Thai place close to me warns that they will not replace your order if you order it hot or Thai hot and it's too hot for you. They're like,
wow.
That's on you.
They shouldn't.
And Kyle said, Mahoney gambling with his stomach eating that spicy food. Better have a good supply
of
toilet paper.
It's not the stomach. It's not the stomach. It's the butt. And even then, you know, just drink some just drink some milk. You'll be fine.
R. Good said, I feel sorry for Mahoney's beehole. So somebody is somebody's sympathizing. Yeah. Ronald said, the neti pot, bro. I was skeptical about them, and my future wife enlightened me. Anyone here use the neti pot to get?
I don't use a neti pot,
like, get all the wax out of your ears and stuff.
Similar thing. There's a squeezable one, which is way better, because
yes,
I don't like the gravity of the. Like, I also feel like I'm just like got a teapot to my nose, and it looks really weird.
Ugh.
But they've got a squeezable one that's kind of like a. more medical. It looks more medical than the actual neti pot.
It's like a syringe.
That does a pretty good job when your sinuses are pretty jacked up. But I also hear that it can be dangerous if used incorrectly.
Oh my gosh, like Mahoney! Do you get all kinds of goop coming out of your nose?
I only use it when I'm like.
Will you
really,
videotape it
really
for me next time?
No,
Otter, you are so nasty. You're so ratchet. Like, what are you talking about? Jeez, you over here trying to like pop his pimples and get him to pop his own pimples on the stream so you can.
The videos
watch
are
it
my favorite. It comes up on my Instagram Explore page, and Dave, you actually mentioned it too. The going into your ears, they have wax that you will drip down into your ear canal, and then you'll pull out all of that wax. That's so deep down.
Cleve said you are gross, and Natalie corrected me. The neti pot is your nose, not your ears. So, yeah, sorry I got that one wrong. But no matter what goop is coming out of your body, Audrey is going to be interested in it.
Send it to me. DMs are open.
So what's something that you thought that you would hate until you actually tried it, and now you love it? This is got texted over to us. Had no interest in tennis in the eighth grade because I thought it was a girl's sport. Only knew about Venus and Serena Williams at that point. But my stepdad convinced me to try it. Now I've been playing tennis for almost 13 years.
Love that. I wish I could play tennis. I'm awful at it.
I just want to grunt really loud and hit balls.
I always do that.
It sounds like that turtle, the turtle in the shoe.
That's the thing that's missing from men's tennis, you know? I mean, that's why I feel like women's tennis is, that much more popular. And, you know, the Williams sisters, obviously, you know, some of the biggest stars in the world. But we need Roger Federer grunting out there, man. He just doesn't grunt enough.
Natalie is actually berating me right now for not reading her comment yet, so here we go. Something that you thought you would hate until you tried it, and now you really enjoy it. She said, eating that...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Butt?
Yeah, man.
She's eating butt?
I don't think we can talk about this.
Yeah, we're good.
Christina said, hot yoga. Totally thought it was disgusting until I got into my groove to get it going. And Sarah said, well, "I'm an artist."
Most people don't
and
know about hot yoga is all that all the humidity in there is actually it's what Audrey was just talking about. It's butt because everybody in there is farting like crazy.
Oh yeah.
Everyone in there is not farting like crazy, Mahoney. That is you farting like
bunch
crazy.
Bunch of hot chicks farting in a room. That's hot yoga.
Close your ass.
It really is something different whenever you accidentally sign up for one of those X-rated classes for like hot yoga or like a boot camp and everyone's butts are in the air. I went into one of those classes.
X-rated classes.
Like they're twerking all over the place. Like legit, it's like rows of people twerking while doing yoga. And it is the.
Is it like the new Zumba or whatever the other was, whatever it was called, where they danced?
I don't know. There were so many butts in the air. Honestly, there was an aroma and it was very uncomfortable.
Guillermo said sushi. Always thought it was gross to eat raw fish. Then I tried it, and now we have sushi every payday Friday. My favorite are rolls with salmon on them.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I like the spicy tuna.
Tuna's the
like
one.
I can't eat tuna fish, but for whatever reason I can eat spicy tuna when it's on sushi. Makes no sense.
You are the weirdest eater of all time, Mahoney. Yeah. I mean, you can't eat eggs, but you can eat an omelet. You can't eat lettuce, otherwise you'll dry heave. I mean, everything about your eating habits are just strange.
Mayonnaise, too, right? You hate mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You're like a big tub of mayonnaise. Like, you are mayonnaise.
Yeah, you look like a jar of Hellmann's.
Mayo's nasty, man. Like, it's bad for you. I'm trying to. My body's a temple Hellmann's over here.
Yeah. A temple of what?
Doom? Yeah.
So what is something that you thought that you would hate until you tried it? Mahoney, you talk a lot about how you thought you'd hate going on cruises. So, I mean, you are pretty resistant to doing most things that you're not familiar
almost
with
everything.
Because, you just don't like doing stuff in general. And when we were living down in Houston, they made us go on one of these Disney cruises. And I remember you actively lobbying to not go on this cruise. You were like, no, don't do it. I'll just stay back. You guys can go. This is going to be stupid. Everything else. And then eventually they're like, no, you have to go. And now you've been on, what, 10 cruises, something like that?
About that, yeah. Right around 10 cruises and paid for. I would say that's where pretty much all my expendable income goes or, you know, used to when we could cruise back, you know, still were able to cruise before, you know, they turned into even more so of the floating Petri dishes. Even though I will say Disney's cruise ships, always immaculate, and you're seeing people always clean. But yeah, I never thought I'd be a cruise person. I never thought I would enjoy that cruise life, but I have embraced it, and I am trying to live that life every single day when we're not in a pandemic.
Matt said, honestly, for me, rap music. It was way back in the day, my senior year of high school. A friend and I were smoking a blunt after class, and he put on an underground mixtape. Been in love ever since.
I love that. I mean, truly, something whenever you get somebody's music taste and they match yours, especially whenever you're like chilling, smoking, that's the best.
Andy said, for me, it was symphony music. Growing up in a household where Mexican music was played by my older brothers, and they'd gotten me into heavy metal as a kid, and rock was my first choice. But then one day, I heard Yo-Yo Ma play on TV and was hooked. And ever since then, I love the sound of a symphony being played by talented violinist or cello-like instruments. Those are just my favorite. They're beautiful.
It helps you go. It puts you to sleep real quick too.
Worth study. They say that if you read while listening to classical music, that you actually like retain more information.
That's what
Brian said. Golf. I thought it was only for old people. When I turned 30, all I want to do now is just play around.
Love golf. You know, you always think it's like, I mean, I guess we are old, but you know, I mean, when we started, we were younger, like 32.
Yeah.
Younger, but you know, you think of it as an old man sport. But I mean, as you get older, you're like, I don't want to play like recreational hockey anymore because I don't want to have to get reconstructive knee surgery, or also I'm fat and I'm out of shape and I can't skate nearly as fast as I used to. So I want something where I can
sport. Yeah, exactly. Where you can roll in drunk at the end of 18 holes and everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of symphony music, Edge said Metallica, S&M, they're doing a follow-up to that. But yeah, man, if you haven't heard which I'm sure you probably have, but the Metallica S&M combo is just so good. This is from Zach. He said, learning about psychology and politics, government in high school. Then I got into the real world and realized how important those two topics were. I've enjoyed learning about these topics the past 20 years. And then he added, I'm so familiar with psychology, it took me 4 minutes of my phone and a freaking dictionary to try to figure out how to spell psychology.
When the spell check isn't working right, you're like, hey, man, like, what are you doing here? Like, it's pretty close. Or I can put it into Google and it'll work. And why wasn't my spell check? Why can't you figure out what I'm trying to say?
What is psychology?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So nothing that's being said in any of these clips dirty whatsoever, and you guys are trying to figure out what's actually being talked about without getting distracted by the bleeps. So best of luck, Mahoney versus Audrey, and for those of you that are in the chat today or listening along, feel free to shoot us a text or chime in, because you're allowed to play too. But there is a total of 3 multiple choice answers that I'll give you after I give you the setup and play you the audio. You can ring in at any point, but you have to make your guess when you ring in. If you're wrong, your opponent will have a chance to go after you. And so far, Audrey has been whooping up on Mahoney in literally everything this week. Let's see if it continues here. This is number one. It's Billy Idol, and you're trying to figure out what is he asking people not to do. Billy Idol, here we go.
Hey, you. Billy Idol here to remind you, if you're not your damn off. Billy never so why should you it off? Learn more at BillyNeverDotNYC.
So Billy Idol is asking people not to do this. A, park in loading zones. B, block bike lanes. Or C, idle their cars.
Mahoney.
Mahoney?
It has to be idle your cars.
Yes, of course it does. Because it's Billy Idol.
It's
you
Billy
see?
Idol.
He doesn't want you to idle your car.
Stupid.
Yeah. On to number two. Mahoney's on the board with one. Mahoney, if you get this next one, you're going to win today. So, Audrey, you got to get a point here.
Okay.
This is Jennifer Garner, and you're trying to figure out what she is talking about.
And guess what we did? And guess what? It gave me some really big Look who needed a big and maybe a shower would have been helpful, but it's just nice to know you can still just so much
What is going on?
World?
Is there a walrus in the background? What is it? So, all right. So, was she talking about A, finishing The Office, B, finishing Game of Thrones, or C, finishing This Is Us?
Oh, no. Audrey?
Audrey?
I say with the question mark. The Office?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's correct.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Well
okay.
done.
That's a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Do you have to finish I stopped watching The Office like after the Steve Carell, you know? Called it a day.
Oh, you should round it out.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she finished it for the first time, so that's always monumental when you finish it for the first time.
Okay.
Ned said, I'm idling right now. Oh, Billy Idol is going to be so mad at you. All right, third and final one. Each of you have 1 point. It all comes down to this. Whoever gets this is going to be our winner today. This is Oprah, and you're trying to figure out why she is giving her employees the day off.
In honor of the women who before us, I'm announcing that November 3rd will be a holiday at OWN so that everybody can and it is just one small we all can, so let's it.
Audrey
for the win without even hearing the multiple choice. What
she's giving everyone the day off to go vote.
Yes, Audrey with another victory today. Somebody hand that woman a broom. She just swept Mahoney today. 3 for 3. Look out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So an update for you. People really like sunbathing in France without their tops on. If you recall earlier this week, we were talking about that story where the woman was told to cover herself up on the beach. And it was this huge blow up because some tourist had complained that they could see an areola. And that was just too much for
them. Shut up, you puritanical.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened here. The interior minister over in France took to Twitter earlier this week to condemn the officer's actions, as he wrote, "It was wrong that the women were warned about clothing. Freedom is something precious, and it is normal that officials can admit their mistakes. But politicians are weighing in on free the nipple over in France right now because, honestly, like, if you're laying on a beach and you have your top off, like, that should be fine, right?
You're minding your business.
Who really cares?
Yeah.
You can show all of it except for this one, you know, one area there. You know, it's like you could literally wear like a string bikini that shows nothing. You know, shows literally everything except for like a one tiny area of your chest. And that's fine. But so it's like these stupid made up, you know, puritanical rules. It's just like, man, I get it. Like, if there are, you know, you're like, that's the thing I appreciate about European culture. It's like they are way more into sex and drinking than they are into violence. And that is how the world becomes a better place. Like, let's all just have a drink and not over imbibe. And let's all just have some sexy time and not over imbibe and all and cut down on the violence. And life's going to be better.
I don't know, Mahoney. You've been to Greece before. When you go into the like every gift shop in Greece, there's a whole bunch of like statues and keychains and bottle openers, and they are definitely over imbibing in sex. Like everyone's just having. You're like, I can buy an orgy keychain.
Well, that's
while I'm
how
just
we
checking
have
out by,
billions of people
store?
On
that's...
the planet. Is because here's the thing: it's what we as humans are
for
wired
animals.
To do. That is the if you want to break down our core function, it is to reproduce. That is like the biological drive of not everybody, but like at the core, that's how we all got here.
Edge said, I have a misshaped nipple due to a nip ring getting ripped out. So,
love your heart. That had to hurt so bad. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
I can't. No.
If you want to date somebody much, 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 much older than you, there's a thing for that now. It's a new dating website, and it's connecting people who have at least minimum a 20-year age gap with their potential partners. So the site called 20 Dating launched on Monday and was created by developers who say finding such a large age gap on a standard dating site is very difficult. And so if you really want to date somebody much older or much younger, this is just the thing for you. So minimum age 18, max age 99.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, this just screams sugar daddy, sugar baby, sugar mama, sugar baby.
Right. Isn't this just basically with a little bit more pretense? Yeah.
I feel like there's plenty of like older women who are into younger men, you know, if they're not looking for like attachment.
Sugar mamas are a thing.
Know?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for that.
It just
seems ask
like
Jerry Falwell Jr.
That's what this is for.
Yeah.
No, that's something else.
Well, but still, younger guy, older woman. Yeah, yeah. Owning a pet is expensive. That's probably not a big surprise to anyone with, cats, one thing, dogs, another. But yeah, it's pretty expensive. Ian, how much would you say that you spend annually on your, not one, not two, but three cats that you own now?
I would say, oh, geez. I just give my girlfriend money and she buys stuff. But I would say well over $1,000.
Audrey, you have a couple of dogs. What do you think you spend every year?
Well, are we talking about like medical expenses? Are we talking about, you know, their food? Are we talking about their outfits?
Everything. All in.
Yeah, outfits. So, so yeah, I mean, outside of like if there's a medical emergency or something that, you know, costs you like a couple of grand, forget that. Just like the normal cost of having a pet. So, you know, do you think you're dropping like $60 a month, $100 a month? What do you think is the norm?
Yeah, probably easily about like $1,500 a year. Like easy.
Yeah, so I mean, it obviously ranges, but according to Rover.com in the new report that came out this week, the annual cost can range anywhere from on the very low end, $650 a month. And so you're like, man, that's like, you know, $55 a month, all the way up to $2,115 for the year. Ooh. Yeah, so owning a pet is very expensive. And then, of course, the emergency surgeries. I mean, there was multiple incidents with old Bailey towards the end of her life. Remember that one when we were down in Houston, Mahoney, where it cost me $4,500
for the
emergency surgery.
Yeah. I mean,
she hadn't been spayed when she was younger, and so as she got older, like it, you know, she basically had to have a hysterectomy, and they were like, if you don't do this today, she probably won't make it through the week.
That's $4,500 you ever spent though. Because she had, what, another good 4 years, three, 4 years after that?
Yeah. So it was only $1,000 a year. So you know, a little under $100 a month for that one.
That would suck so bad because I do not have $4,500 for my dog, so I'd have to trade like a liver or kidney.
And finally, Audrey launches her OnlyFans page.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you actually heard of anyone who made money in multi-level marketing schemes? Like, is there some sort of like low-level salesperson who actually made a fortune selling fit tea?
Message deleted.
All of them. What are you talking about?
No, none of them. No,
everybody who's selling it has made a ton of money, and that's why you should join and get in my network.
I have been cornered in Hobby Lobbies about six times trying to get me to join really? Their schemes, but I end up entertaining them for about an hour. It's actually whenever I first moved here, so I was like really wanting friends. So I'd talk to him for like an hour in a Hobby Lobby, and then they'd be like, how about we meet for coffee, and I'll tell you how you can retire before the age of 30.
And so how was the coffee?
Never go, because I was so mad. Yeah. I was so mad.
Trying to make friends.
Everybody's going to be rich. All we got to do is sell these pants or these essential oils or these knives or whatever it may be. And we're not going to have bosses anymore, even though, yeah, everybody is technically your boss at that point. But yeah, no.
But I mean, it's been going on forever, right? I mean, like,
leave
you
that
think
corporate
back to like
rat
our
race.
Our grandparents' generation, and even they were doing like the Mary Kays and the Amways and everything else like that. That's all multi-level marketing.
There's
stuff.
No way to
Mary
get
Kay
rich
was
quick.
Successful.
The only way that you are getting rich quick is if you are born into it. But if you were not lucky enough to be born into it, the way to get rich is that you have to put in a lot of hard work, or rip off a lot of people. One or the other. That's the only way. There's no in between.
If only someone could corner me in a Hobby Lobby and tell me how to rip off a bunch of people, I would actually get a coffee for
I got
that.
A few that's, numbers for you.
That seems great. Do you? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know at some point in our lives we all been through this, but at any point in your life, whether it was in college or as an adult, what's the least amount of money that you made stretch for a certain amount of time? For example, I remember one time I made $13 stretched for 2 weeks.
Message deleted.
Oh, $13 for 2 weeks.
Been
wow.
there. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember distinctly a couple of weekends where you know, in college, going out to the bar and you'd have like a single $20 bill and you wanted to like get hammered and party with your friends and act like you weren't totally broke. Yeah. But if you had your $20 bill and you're like, you know, sitting there hanging around waiting for somebody to buy drinks or like give you a shot or, you know, you're literally drinking anything just to get that buzz going. And yeah, it's a lot of those, but $13 over 2 weeks. That is impressive.
For food and for booze? That's incredibly impressive. I mean, you would be eating off of ramen noodles, no doubt. There's nothing else.
Yep.
You would just get full on ramen. And then you're impressive by taking the $20 bill to the actual bar. We would just get a pint of something incredibly cheap and stuff it in our purses and just go to the bars with the alcohol in our bag.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So we didn't have to pay for anything
else.
Plastic
container, you were paying too much.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that thing where you go into the bathroom after you've ordered just a Coke and they're like, we know what you're doing. You got that shaky hand with that cheap bourbon that you're pouring in there, and then you come out just living like
wasted.
A king.
Cups mostly.
They're like, are you only in the bathroom for 45 seconds? How are you drunk?
Please leave a message after the tone.
You think you can really teach an old dog new tricks? Like, do you think Mahoney could learn to be a proficient piano player even in his old age?
Message deleted.
For sure.
I'm shocked that I can still type. Like, I have no idea how. I mean, I took it, you know, my mom made me stay home and learn how to type as a
young
person.
You're in your 30s. What are you talking about?
I'm surprised that these hands even work anymore.
No, but I mean, like, I when I think about typing, I mess up. But when I'm not thinking about typing, like my subconscious takes over and I could type like the Dickens or like Charles Dickens. Is that where that comes from? Is that maybe? No. But when I think about it, I don't know how to do it. I don't think I'm like learning like new skills that require like a lot of brain power.
Does that happen with other things in your life? If you think too hard, it just doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Like, of course, you're like, why isn't this thing working? And then, of course, then it just then it fails no matter what.
It's unfortunate.
That's why you don't think about it.
Just let it happen.
Just let it happen. Because if you start thinking about it, then you start thinking about it more. Then you're thinking about it. It becomes deception.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, you know, just a 37-year-old screw-up. A guy just got released in Tampa after 37 years in jail. They said that he assaulted and murdered a 19-year-old woman and never stopped trying to prove his innocence. He was first arrested in 1983 when he willingly submitted to a dental examination, telling police, I want to do it and get it over with. I'll prove to you I did not bite that girl, because that was one of the things that happened to this poor young lady. He was convicted and sentenced to death. The Florida Supreme Court later reduced his sentence to life. Finally, the state began listening to his claims, and authorities had the wrong man. Earlier this month, the kit from 1983 attack was discovered in a medical examiner's office. The DNA was extracted and tested, and turns out it was not him who did it. A person of interest has been identified through the DNA and is now being investigated, but 37 years of his life.
Did you know that they get compensated? Well, this is like what they push for, right? So it's $50,000 for each year spent wrongfully convicted if you're on death row.
Screw you. It should be $1 million a year. It should be $1 million a year.
Adjusted to only $63,000 for compensation.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. You know, like there's abuses of power at every level. And one of the things that really, you know, kind of grinds me is hearing stories about this, about innocent people going to prison. Like, there shouldn't, like, it is maddening as it is to see somebody who you would like to see justice, like, towards, if there's not enough proof, you know, an innocent person should never be put in prison. You know, I mean, and that's how our justice system is supposed to be set up. And when it fails like this, like, this guy lost his entire life. You know, there's not enough money in the world to make up for 37 years. And $50,000 a year is certainly not enough. I hope this guy gets way more than that. Like, they got to stop these cappings of that. And the people who are, you know, if you lied about the evidence, or if you put your thumb on the scale of justice, those people need to pay the price and answer for it. Because taking an innocent man's freedom away for that long is, even a day, is too long.
There is a show called Outcry on Showtime right now. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it is exactly what you're saying, Mahoney. People who are just looking to imprison somebody so that they gain some type of closure.
It's political. You get the political capital, and then you know you're a DA, you run for mayor, you run for governor, you run for Congress or whatever it may be. Like, it's just so gross. Mm-hmm. And our justice system and we as citizens here deserve better.
So a 4-year-old is already already better at golf than we'll ever be, Mahoney. A 4-year-old in West Virginia hit a hole in one. His father proudly, of course, shared the video. But this kid, whose name is Mario Figueretti, he is a 4-year-old. He has a 4-year-old whose name is Rocco Figueretti. He was shooting out at a par 3, and sure enough, cranked it, hit a hole in one at just 4 years old. You have peaked too early, my boy. It's all downhill from here.
or that kid's going to be a superstar on tour someday. But, how many, what are we, a decade into playing golf, Dave? Neither one of us, what's closest you've come? Probably like what? I think mine's still like 5 feet away.
I'd say probably two or 3 feet away on a par 3. You know, obviously, yeah. You know, you just sort of drop it down there. And then from where you are on the tee, it always looks a lot closer. You're like, oh, it's inches away. And then you get down there and it's still, you know, like a yard away. But, yeah, I mean, there's been a handful of close-ish ones, but never anything where, like, gets down there and actually lips out.
I think if I hit a hole in one, I quit golf completely. I'm just done.
Yep, like, that's it.
You walk off. I quit that round. Just that's the walk-off. Yep. Never going to get better than that.
That's it. Nope. And finally, a Hong Kong chief secretary, his name is Matthew Chang, he said that new university graduates should not be picky when seeking jobs and should even consider dishwashing as valuable work experience. So that's, I'm sure, exactly what somebody who went to the Chinese University of Hong Kong wants to hear. One person was talking about how she recently graduated. She sent out her resume 70 times since November and has not received a single response back. The guy who chairs this commission, this Matthew guy, said that he believes that people shouldn't be so in finding jobs and that even dishwashing is a kind of work experience. Having a difficult work experience on your resume may impress employers who think you are self-motivated.
Listen, I mean, he's not that much different here.
In a way, and I do feel like most people should
He's wrong.
No, I feel like most people should work in the service industry at some point, like even brief time.
Because there's nothing wrong with that.
But let's say you go to the university, you spend $100,000 getting your degree, and then you take a job as a dishwasher.
No, I mean the person
that interviews you at a job for, you know, a $60,000 a year job, and they ask what you're doing now, and you say I'm washing dishes at this local restaurant. Like, people, whether it's right or not, like, they have in their mind the worth of somebody and what they can actually command. They're never going to give them a high salary if they are working peanuts right now, washing dishes.
Well, I mean, coming right out of college anyway, I think if you're expecting a high salary, you know, in all
it's
of our lifetimes,
happen.
that doesn't happen. You have to, you know, and I feel like a lot of people are brainwashed, or not even brainwashed, but they're fed that idea that, like, as soon as you graduate, you're going to be making a ton of money, and that's just not the case.
We spent so much money on this piece of paper that's supposed to be of value. It's supposed to show our value to our potential future employer, saying, hey, this is what I'm worth because I spent this much money to get here, and then they're like, nope, not good enough. Even though you spent $100,000 on this higher education, go back and get experience as well, which is frustrating because I would have just done that from the jump, then I wouldn't have needed to pay $100,000 on this education, which it's important, right? But it is just really frustrating.
I feel like
you have to start from square one after putting in 4 years of work.
If somebody's out there washing dishes and they're out there hustling and they went through, you know what? Like, I admire that, you know? Like, the fact that you're you know, that's not an easy job. Everybody like says, oh, you're dishwashing.
No, it's not.
Man, if you've ever worked in a busy-ass kitchen washing dishes, that is a pain in the ass.
You're right.
Who thinks that's an easy job? What are you talking
spending
about?
Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on an education is frustrating.
That's why this minister in Japan threw that out there. I mean, he's tone deaf. But you admire the hard work. And I think there's a lot of people out there who crap on, like, fast food jobs, which, by the way, the same people who are crapping on them are also using their services every single day of the week and aren't fit to even to work at one of those places, man. Like, it's I just don't like the I don't like work shaming here in America or anywhere in the world.
Well, it happens
just,
here.
If you're working,
no, but that
it's
happens
noble.
Here. No, people go and get a degree, and that literally happens here. You have to go and work in a kitchen because you can't get a job right now. At all, especially during this pandemic, but even pre-pandemic, like, the millennials fight hard to get jobs, legit grind to get jobs after spending 4 years at university.
I mean, like,
and cannot get jobs after paying hundreds of thousands of dollars and then being in student loan debt up to their ears.
A lot of people have experienced the same thing. A lot of people are frustrated. I like Hades' take. He said, I should never work in the service industry. A quick way to get locked up because I won't deal with humans' BS. Every story I hear from people in the industry makes me want to stab somebody. You see the horrors of humanity, but it also humbles you and it also makes you like treat.
Why do I need to be humbled after spending thousands and thousands of dollars, though? That's
everybody
the frustrating part.
Everybody needs to be humbled at some point. Everybody does.
So, circling back to that 4-year-old who with the hole in one, Edge said, "Way to go, Mario! I hate you." Do you think like after he hit the hole in one, he just looked at his dad, flipped the club, and went, "It's a me, Mario."
No, that kid's probably $100,000 in debt for buying everybody in the clubhouse
clubs
drinks.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Impressive Dick's. It's very, very impressive. Dick's Sporting Goods sales are surging as shoppers stock up on fitness gear and apparel and engage in outdoor activities such as biking and camping. The company's overall sales rose 20.1% to $2.71 billion, and same-store sales increased almost the same, 21%, even with about a 15% of its stores closed on average during the quarter. So the results represent the company's highest ever quarterly sales and earnings, according to Dick's. So good for you, Dick's.
I mean, are you shocked, though, that like I feel like a lot of people are out there just buying the outfits
and workout gear because you couldn't get into gyms for a really long time. Treadmills, ellipticals, Pelotons. Can you get a Peloton? Dick's?
I don't know if they sell Pelotons at Dick's.
I don't think so.
They got a lot of things at Dick's, but I don't know if they. Though. I don't. Yeah.
So there's an elephant at the Warsaw Zoo that's going to try CBD oil. Ian, you're a big proponent of the old CBD, and I mean, doesn't it seem like it would take a lot for an elephant to?
Yeah,
feel
that's
the effects
going to be a couple of oil drums full of CBD for that elephant. So I hope she makes it out of there. Or maybe she'll just wind up like Dumbo and just start fluttering away.
Speaking of oil drums, did you guys remember that story from over in Russia where there was some bears that got hooked on getting high on fuel fumes because there was like some old abandoned plant, like a military plant, and these bears found that if they went over there and huffed these empty like oil drums and fuel tanks, if they went over there and huffed it, they would get high as hell. And then eventually they ran out, and the bears started freaking out and going into villages. People are like, why are all these bears showing up into the villages? And it's because they were trying to find their fix because they got junked out on huffing all this oil and gas at this abandoned military field, which is pretty comical.
Bears must love drugs, because this is also a story that happened in the 80s with bears in Kentucky. $15 million worth of coke.
Ate it?
It was a drug smuggling thing dropped off from an airplane in a duffel bag. A bear straight up ate $15 million worth of coke. Obviously overdosed. But bears love drugs.
Can you imagine running into a coked up bear?
Coked
in the middle
up grizzly.
Of the 80s?
Oh my God.
Because
he looks like a polar bear.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.